this is a rain replay from June 1997.
This is the Rain Report. UHF Amateur TV has gone airborne via remote control aircraft. Ed Mitchell, KB6BFR, is founder of Micro Video Products, co-founder of Airborne Video Systems, and is a specialist in fiber optic research and development for McDonnell Douglas Aerospace.
Nothing's different in amateur radio and RC models. The only thing is, in this one, you can fly along with the aircraft. When you crash, it just costs you more money, a little bit more time, but you can walk away and you don't go to the hospital. So it's really great. An airborne video system, the purpose of such a system, I'm going to give you some of the applications, who would use it, some of the people, where can I find such a system, and how much will it cost? Airborne video is more than just amateur radio. Airborne video is your police, your military, surveillance, they've been used there. Search and rescue, that's where you guys as amateurs can really come in handy. You can put one of these systems up in a small balloon, or you can put it up in a model airplane or a model helicopter, and you can go out on search and rescue. And in a lot of cases, you may not be able to get somebody into the area you want to look at in a reasonable amount of time. You can run in a small aircraft, fly through that area, and check out whatever you're looking for. Search and rescue would probably normally be human beings, but you can check out an area fairly quick. Now, of course, if they're in trees, that's a little bit different. You can crash through the trees, but that's a little bit more expensive. We've also used them in remote mapping for the Department of Interior, where we go out with the video camera and find the area where we want to take a picture, then we use that to take a picture. And we've done that in some remote areas, in national parks, places like that, where you cannot run a full-size aircraft in, and it's too rugged for people to walk in. So that's a whole different avenue also. Movie making, go out, try making a movie with a remote-controlled aircraft or helicopter. You can do it, and it's a lot of excitement. It's better than James Bond because you're intimately involved in it, and it's cost more than a James Bond movie, but the results are a lot better than you'll ever get out of a James Bond movie. Real estate pictures, you know, that's not amateur, that's professional, but we have commercial type of video transmitters. So you can transmit back the area that you want to take a picture of, then you use your regular camera and you take a picture of it, and you get some really good high quality pictures. And then fun flying, of course, and air combat, that's one of the ones I kind of like because I don't have to worry about getting shot down. Who would use such a system? The military, obviously, they use it. Desert Storm, everybody's used to those pictures. The police, you go out there and there's some places where it'd be really nice to have it when you're going into an area where, like we're in Southern California, the Border Patrol or something can take it, fly it through some area and see how many people are in this area without going down there. And believe it or not, you guys may not know this, but in Southern California, you go right down on the border at night and there are firefights. I mean, the Border Patrol pulls back and stays away from the border because there are literally gunfights going on between the coyotes. They're shooting each other because you got the guys out there, they're trying to rob the coyotes. So they actually have firefights out there. You don't want to be there. So something like this could give you some information. We covered search and rescue, commercial property sales, amateur radio operators of all kinds. Kids can fly an aircraft. And right now the FAA is very concerned about kids flying aircraft for obvious reasons. Well, this is how you can have the kid go out, learn to fly an aircraft, get a pretty good experience. You won't get that feeling in the seat of the pants, but I'll tell you what, you won't bury them either. So there's a big difference there. Where you can find such a system, local radio control field. If you don't have one in the area, start one. They're great. In the sky over your head, if you do have one, there's probably one over your head now or close to it. You can buy it from a reputable dealer. You can also build it yourself. And if you really don't think you want to try it or you can't afford it, borrow your friends. They'll be happy to let you try. Technical aspects, you want a stable platform. What we've found is an electric airplane or a blimp is one of the most stable platforms you're going to find. Because an electric airplane, you can shut off the engines and the props stop. So it's really great. If not at that point, then go into a regular airplane and make sure it's balanced. Go with a two-cycle engine because you get less vibration. You can also then go into a helicopter, which will give you more vibration. But then, again, you have more versatility with a helicopter. Then you can also experiment around some vibration isolation systems. And there's some good ones that are starting to come down the line. Also, there's gimbals now, so you can turn the camera and look around without having to turn the aircraft in the direction you want to see. RF compatibility, very important. A transmitter on the aircraft, there's two things can happen. You can desensitize your receiver transmitter on the aircraft where it will not control it. Now that makes for some interesting takeoffs, but what's more important is normally when you get farther away where you have the lower power being received from the radio control transmitter, get out about 2 miles away, then your amateur transmitter, the video transmitter, is swamping out the received power. And at that point, usually your amateur transmitter, the video, has more power than your control transmitter. And at that point, you can then watch your airplane or helicopter fly off. Of course, we have ways of getting around that. Video link range, meaning how far you can go back. 1 mile is about normal. 5 miles or more if you go with a high power transmitter. Go with an FM unit and run that power up 1 watt or more, and you can start getting up into the 30-mile range. I don't know if your controller will go that far, but the video will go that far. You can watch it a lot longer as it flies away with a couple $1,000s worth of equipment. Video relay, that's something else that you can also try, is what we want to do, and we haven't done it yet, so you guys can still be first on a block, is set up an airplane, transmit to that on one frequency, and then relay that from that airplane back down. So in other words, a small miniature AWACS. So if you guys do it, send us the video. We'd love to see it. Video overlay, we have video overlay boards are finally coming out. They're still higher than what we expect to pay, but they're lower than what you'll pay if you're in the military. That'll give you your airspeed, altitude, fuel, battery, magnetic heading, GPS location. That's neat because then you can take that airplane out. You can watch it. When you lose control, it'll crash. You can see right where it crashed on GPS and go out and pick up pieces. Camera resolution is fairly important, and transmitter receiver bandwidth. You want to be able to send it back. I don't think you go too slow a scan with that. But resolution will be important because if you want to see anything clearly, you need a high-resolution camera. Not real high, but standard resolution. Some of these, the older black and white cameras had 120 line. You won't see a whole lot in the sensitivity. Light sensitivity is not too well. Of course, most people fly in the middle of the day, but once you start flying, you start liking it so much, you start flying into the night, and then your lower sensitivity cameras come in handy to bring your aircraft back to the field so you can land it. How long will an airplane fly? Normally, you go out to the RC field, about 10, 15, 20 minutes, something like that is what you're normal to, or normally used to. With some of these systems that we've flown, we've been out on a California RC Marathon, and the winning airplane on that flew a little over 4 hours on a half gallon of gas. They will fly a long time, which means, contrary to popular belief, NICADs are not the best way to go. Your alkalines work better. People say, well, a NICAN is great because you can recharge it. Don't try recharging it in the air. Cheap system, there's about $420, about what I said, $300-$400. Good quality color system, about $1,700. The high quality is the camera. Camera price goes up. And then a graphic display is about $1,300, $1,600, depending on what you want on it. And then a GPS, another $400, somewhere in that range. And a full-blown system with everything on it is going to be about $3,700. And time to put it on the airplane, depending on how much you want to pay for, how well it's pre-built, is from 2 minutes to 20 hours.
Ed Mitchell, KB6BFR, has excerpted from his presentation given during the ATV Forum at the 1996 Dayton Hamvention in Dayton, Ohio. For the RAIN Report, I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP.
The RAIN Report is copyright 1990-2013 RAIN, all rights reserved.